good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God from God's Bible, God's book. Joy to come to your place of listening this morning, and I trust you're getting ready to be in the house of God today, whether you're a drive-in service, whatever you may be doing. We trust that you'll be faithful to uphold and be true to the church today, and let God help you through the days. I know it's a trying time for God's people, but we're still saved, and we're still loving Him, living for Him, and we've still got a place to go to. Amen. The house of God will never, never be extinct. We're going to have a place to worship, and I praise God for that today. So it's a real joy to come every Sunday morning to your place of listening and invite you to church and to have the house of God. If you're having drive-through services or drive-in services today here at Mountain View Baptist Church, usually have a Sunday at 11 o'clock and then at 5 o'clock in the evening. And so we invite you to come be with us on this Lord's Day to worship God together in spirit and in truth. And I tell you, it's a blessing just to be able to get together and see God's people and see each other and enjoy the blessings of God. And so we want to send it out to the shut-ins, those that are sick and suffering today. Trust it'll be a blessing to you that listen. I hope we can be an uplift to your heart today as you of course, look to the Lord for your strength and for your help that you stand in need of. David said very clearly in Psalms 121, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth." That's the reality of our life as a Christian today. We do know what we have. We do know who to look to. We do know where we're going. And we do know that grace is always sufficient for every need that we might have. No matter what the devil throws at us every day, we still got a God that's able to take care of us and to lead us in every direction that we need to go. So it's good to be here. Thank you for taking time out, and trust that you'll enjoy the program today as we look into the Word of God. Be going to Nehemiah chapter 8 this morning after we have a couple of songs, and then we'll get into the message today. Let us pray. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, God, we want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for help and for strength and for grace in the time of need. Thank you for your blessings, your provisions, Lord, over us, your protection for us. We're so grateful for that. And I pray for those that are not as fortunate now that are going through sicknesses. We pray that you would help them today and touch them, those that are bereaved. I pray you'd comfort those this morning. Have your will and way in the service today. Guide us in the Word of God. May the Holy Ghost have free right of way as the Scripture goes out over the air. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs now. Don't forget, I'll be with us in a drive-in service today here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Love to have you come. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and he'd appreciate you coming, being in the service there with us on today. And so we thank God for that. All right, we're going to have a couple of songs, and hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today as we have the songs. Amen.
More than just our history that makes us happy when looking back. It's been a long, hard journey, but my faith is still intact. I'm sheltered by the solid rock my life is built upon. Though the storm may blow, one thing I know, He always gives a song.
Hope you enjoyed that today. I tell you, we have something to appreciate in the Christian heritage that many of us have today because of what our parents loved and who they loved and how they brought us up. And I praise God for that today. Yet some don't have that, and I understand that, but you still got a God. Amen. We have a God. And always God put somebody in someone's life that didn't have the blessings of a Christian home. God always puts somebody there to help you along the way. And that's the God that we serve today. All right, we're going to have another one now. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you as they sing. Nothing but the blood. Amen. Thank God for that today. We're saved by that precious blood. I can't deny that. Thank God for just the opportunity and the privilege to be saved by God's wonderful, amazing grace by the blood. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 8 this morning. Nehemiah chapter 8. We're going to try to bring you some thoughts today from the Word of God. Nehemiah chapter 8. Always love Nehemiah. I tell you, appreciate this man and how God used him and how God blessed him and the work of the Lord there. And his fortitude, his direction, his grace, and oh, I tell you, he is obedient, and I praise God for that. Nehemiah chapter 8, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people that were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Matthiah, and Shema, and Ananiah, and Urijah, and Hilkiah, and Messiah. And on his right hand, on his left hand, Pedaiah, and Mishael, and Malachi, and Hashem, and Hashbadana, and Zechariah, and Meshulam. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And so I tell you, here we find today the bringing of the book of God, the bringing of the book of the Lord. And I want to try to use that subject today. Why should we bring the book? Why is the Bible necessary to be brought by God's men? Why did God choose, through the foolishness of preaching, to save them that believe? Why did God choose to use those that are called of God to edify the body of Christ and to preach to them and correct them and exhort them? Why did God do that? Well, we're going to look at a few reasons here in this chapter today, a few reasons that we find that God brought the book to the people of God. First of all, we find that, first of all, there was a need in people's lives. There was a need in people's lives. The Bible said, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book. There was a need in people's lives. Do you think God today would not minister to the needs in his children's lives? Do you not think that God would call men of God to expound the scriptures and to bring the word of God to edify our lives and to help us along the way? There's needs in our lives today, whether you want to believe it or not, whether you will admit it or not. There's a need in your life today. And God has got the Bible that we might get our needs met from him, by him. And God's interest is in our lives today. And so certainly now we know that God has got an interest in us. And there's a need in their lives. And all the people, and you say, well, preacher, I'm doing fine on my own. I'm doing fine. I don't need church. I don't need preaching. I don't need somebody to tell me what to do. I don't need the scriptures. But oh, listen, if you're saved, you do need the scriptures. And if you're not a Christian, you need the scriptures to find out what you need to do to get born into God's family. But if you're saved this morning, you certainly have got a need in your life today. You need the Word of God. You need an under-shepherd over you to guide you and to preach to you and to teach you and to learn you into the things of God, to reprove us when we go wrong. And I tell you, we need that today. So there's a subjection of God's people. You see that in that verse. They subjected themselves to what the Lord had for them. And so it's an humbling experience. I know it deals with the pride of men when we say we don't need that or we don't need to hear that. That deals with our pride. But we do need that. And that, brother, we do need to hear the precious Word of God. And all the people, everybody came. There was families came and the companions and children and all of those came to hear the precious Word of God. Everybody that could understand the Scriptures was there in that congregation that day. Everybody could hear the Word of God. They could hear the Scriptures. And so there is certainly was a need in their lives today to gather themselves together as one man. Certainly there's something that they agreed on here and they're agreeing upon that they needed to hear the Word of God. And they came together and presented themselves unto the house of God, unto the house of the living God, and the preaching of the Word of God. And so certainly that's the reason the book is brought today, because we need the Bible in our lives today. You see, it's antiquated. We've got a lot of foolish people with the attitude that the Bible is out of touch and it's antiquated and it's not meant for this time. Well, God knew exactly what you needed today before you was ever born. Amen. And he knew exactly what needed this in this century before the first century ever finished up. And God sent the Word of God preserved for every generation that we might have direction from the living God. And we certainly need that today. So there's a need in your life this morning. You might as well get your pride out of the way and get your rebellion out of the way. You need something from God today. You need to hear the Scriptures, and you need to be reproved and rebuked and exhorted. You need all of those things, and 2/3 of what you need is in the negative, amen, and 1/3 is in the positive. Reproving and rebuking is in the negative, but the positive is exhortation, exhorting you from the precious Word of God. And so we found there was certainly a need in their lives today. If you read the history of Nehemiah here and Ezra's history and what was going on in that land today. They'd been away from the house of God. They'd been away from the Word of God. The Word of God had been found and been brought to their attention that there was a Word from God, and that certainly there was a reviving in the hearts and lives of those in those days that needed to hear from God. And so there was a need there. Number two, there was a place in people's lives. And the Bible said they came before the water gate. They came before the water gate. And of course, that speaks of the Word of God, a place of cleansing. Amen. The washing of water by the Word. And my friend, that's in the New Testament. It's not the washing of water that comes from the spigot that cleanses you from your sins, but the washing of water by the Word of God. The water speaks of the Word. Amen. And so there certainly was a place in their lives before the water gate, a place they met together. Only gate in the Scripture there in the book of Ezra, Nehemiah, the only gate that did not need repairing. In other words, it don't need changing. Amen. It don't need rearranging. It just needs preaching and believing and practicing and living by. That's what it needs today. Well, so there was a time in their lives. There's a place there in people's lives, and that they congregated together to a certain place. Amen. The Bible said in the New Testament to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. There's got to be a place in your life. Don't rebel against God and stay away from the Lord's house. Jesus died for the church, gave himself for the church, instituted the church, sent letters to the churches, and certainly it's the perfect will of God that you have a church in your life that will help you in your Christian walk. An under-shepherd called of God, appointed by the church, called of God, and put him there by the Lord that he might feed you and help you and reprove you and rebuke you in your life today. So there's certainly a place in people's lives. And then number three, there was a time in people's lives. There was a time in their life. The Bible said in the second verse, and Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. There was a time that you come together. There's a time that we meet together. The Lord's Day is a day we celebrate about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Lord's Day, the Christian Sabbath, if you please, but it's not the Old Testament Sabbath, which was on Saturday, which was a great day. But I tell you, the Lord's Day is on Sunday, and that's the day we celebrate as the people of God, and that we might worship the Lord together. Amen. So there's a time in their life. There's a time, the day of the month, the day of the week that we meet together. Listen, Sunday's not supposed to be like every other day of the week. It's not like that. It's not supposed to be like that. I'm going to tell you, my friend, the Christian Sabbath has got to where in America it's just another day of the week. Folks are forgetting the honoring and the sanctity of the Sabbath day, and keep it holy unto the Lord. The Christian Sabbath, and the day the Lord set aside that we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and of course honor Him on that day. It's not a secular day. It's a holy day. Amen. The Lord's Day, the day we celebrate His resurrection when He got up from the dead. If that's not enough to make it holy, I don't know what would be, but it's a holy day. Amen. Today. So there was a time in their lives they met together on that particular day of the week, and they celebrated the Lord. You say, well, that's the only day of the week that I don't work. Well, it's a good day to rest then. That's what it is, a day of rest for the people of God. And sin that there's not only that, but listen, and there's not only a time in their lives, but there was a godly man to bring the message from the Word of God. The Bible said, Ezra the scribe, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe. He was a proven man. He was not a novice, but he was one that had been proven, and that he was concerned about the work of the living God. And the Bible said there in that verse of Scripture, and there's this godly man. They spake unto Ezra the scribe. Amen. In verses 1, they spake unto Ezra the scribe. Isn't it wonderful to see a people so concerned about their spiritual condition and their family's spiritual condition that they would seek out a man of God to bring them the Word of God. Amen. So that's the way the Lord always has been working, and He's doing that in a way today. And listen, people seeks out a man of God that's called of God, that's anointed of God, to bring to them the Word of God. Bring the book, they said to Ezra. Bring the book of God to us and preach to us the infallible riches of the precious Word of God. And so there was a man in their lives today, a godly man to bring the book of God, a proven man. Thank God. Listen, and not only that, but you know why we ought to bring the book today? Because it commands our attention. It commands our attention. If there's any book that you need to listen to today, it is the Word of God. Amen. It's the Word of God. In verses 3, the Bible said there in the third verse, and he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Amen. They were attentive unto the book of God. Listen, it commands our attention. They paid attention to what was being said. They paid attention to what was being preached. They paid attention to what God was doing. And my friend, from behind that pulpit that he was standing behind, to bring to them the divine word of the living God. We need that today. Amen. That's what this program and this broadcast is all about. We need the Word of God. We need the Scriptures as God has given to us, inspired. The King James Bible ought to be brought in every pulpit across America today, and thundering forth the truth of the Word of the living God. You say, well, I ain't got one like that. You ought to get you one and junk the other. Amen. And And so they find there's a pulpit. Listen, it commands our attention, the men and the women and the children. It commanded the attention of those that was there to hear the divine word of God. There's something divine about the scriptures. There's something holy about the word of God. There's something different about the word of God being preached by God's man, called of God, sent of God, inspired by God, anointed by God. And there's something that'll bring the attention of those that are listening today to the precious word of God. So it commands our attention, and there's still a pulpit to stand behind. Amen. And verses 4, the Bible said there, and Ezra the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood. Amen. He brought that, there was a pulpit of wood, and he brought the scripture to it and declared to them the word of the living God. And there's still a pulpit to stand behind today. Amen. It's a pulpit of wood, and it ought to be that today. Amen. You say, well, ours ain't made of wood. We'll get you one. Amen. And the pulpit of wood. Thank God. Listen, and the Bible puts that in the place in the house of God today. Ought to have an altar, and ought to have a pulpit. Amen. How to bring the word of God to those that has given their attention to the scriptures and this and that. And then, of course, if you read the context of what we're reading here today, the context of it is number 6, there's still some people to stand behind God's man. Amen. Verses 4, the Bible said he began to name them. Verses 4 and verses 5, and there were some people that stood behind the man of God as he opened the book of God. We need some men today that will stand behind the shepherd and stand behind the under shepherd and hold his hands up instead of criticizing him and running him down and then trying to replace him. If he called of God, preaching from the God's book, a son of God, preach. Thank God, got a godly life to back her up. My friend, want to stand behind the pulpit and the man of God as they bring the scriptures today. There's a whole group of people here that they call by thy name. They call them by name. They wouldn't ashamed to stand behind the man of God, an old-fashioned preacher preaching the word of God from God's Bible, anointed of God. You ought to stand behind him and, brother, lift him up in prayer and let God use him for the glory of God. And then there's something else. But listen, it produces true worship. Amen. It produces true worship. Well, there's our time is about gone, but the Bible said when Ezra blessed the Lord and the people answered amen, amen, they bowed their head and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. There was true worship going on because God's man was bringing God's word behind the pulpit in a place of worship that God had set there for that particular time. Amen. Well, God bless you is our prayer until next Sunday at this same time.